the last paragraph, page 40. Shakyamuni Buddha said, such characteristics, such nature. So flowers blooming and leaves falling are such nature. Yet ignorant people think that there couldn't be flowers blooming and leaves falling in the realm of the nature of things. For the time being, one shouldn't question another. You should model your doubt on verbal expression, bringing it up as others have said it. You should investigate it over and over again. There will be escape from before. The aforementioned thoughts are not wrong thinking. They are just thoughts, while not yet having understood. It is not that this thinking will be caused to disappear when one understands. Flowers blooming and leaves falling are of themselves flowers blooming and leaves falling. The thinking that is thought, that there can be flower, can't be flowers blooming or leaves falling in the nature of things, is the nature of things. It is thought which has fallen out according to a pattern. Therefore, it is thought of the nature of things. The whole thinking of the nature of things is such an appearance. Shakyamuni Buddha says such characteristics, such nature. Characteristics means marks or forms or marks you can see through your six senses. Suchness as it isness. So characters, forms are forms as they really are. That is such characteristics, such nature. The nature of things are the nature of things as they really are, before, beyond our speculations. So that is a nature, such nature. So such means suchness or as it isness. Okay. So characters and nature, I think in the Saddharma Pumalika Sutra, Open Born Skillfulness, Chapter 2 of Saddharma Pumalika Sutra, I think you will see 10 kinds of thusness or suchness. So you can read that one. 10 kinds of the power of suchness. So not only the characters or nature, functions and cause and effect, 10 kinds of thusness there. So in other words, if you see the table exists as it really is according to 10 kinds of dustness forms of the substance. I can't tell you now. Substance and the powers and the functioning and the marks and the nature, something like that. And also cause and effect, and also attribution or conditions, those 10 kinds of thusness. So a table exists because it exists based on the basis of this kind of this 10 kinds of thusness. So in other words, everything has 10 kinds of thusness. That here says such characteristic, such nature. Only two. He said just two. But the rest of eight still there behind this. Okay? Such substance, such functions, such factors, something like that. Okay. So so flowers blooming and leaves falling are such nature. Yet ignorant people think that there couldn't be flowers blooming and leaves falling in the realm of Dharma nature. So in other words, Dharma nature which is absolute. And in the Dharma nature as absolute, the absolute, there is nothing. Nothing else except the absolute eternity, no sense of up and down and the suffering and the falling flowers and the falling leaves and nothing, blooming flowers. Completely absolute, which is very calm, serene, no waves. This is that which usual people believe it as the absolute Dharma nature. So Bhagavan then tried to correct this misunderstanding in this chapter. But the question is later, he says, This thinking means usual people believe that Dharma nature has no flower blooming and no leaves falling. But this is a misunderstanding, it's wrong. But later he says it is not wrong, it is right. It's a little bit confused. Did you find it? Did you notice in this sentence? So let's read next. Yet ignorant people think that there couldn't be flowers blooming and leaves falling in realm of the nature of things. For the time being, one shouldn't question another. Don't ask another about this one. Well, why don't you take it by yourself and digest it? Ask yourself again and again, what does it mean? So he says, that's why for the time being, one shouldn't question another. You should model your doubt on verbal expression. Your doubt is great model for you. So I think it is not others' story. It is your story. So you should continually think about this doubt and digest it. And bringing it up as others have said it. So as others have said it, you should take that question, doubt, and think of it again and again. You should investigate it over and over again. Then, he says, there will be escape from before. This is a little bit a little need of explanation. Okay. So let me read the father. The aforementioned thoughts are not wrong thinking. Okay. So aforementioned, so-called usual people's belief. This is not wrong. It's misunderstood, but it is not wrong in terms of deep understanding of the Dharma nature. Okay? So, I have to say about this one, I think the Dharma nature and the phenomenal world, they seem to exist separately, but in terms of the panorama picture of a whole universe, the Dharma nature and phenomena are interacting very smoothly, I mentioned constantly. So I want to recall what I said before, the analogies, two persons stands and back to back with each other like this, and move for a couple of steps forward without moving the back, okay? Without moving the upper part of the body. So just to stand up like this, in balance, perfectly in balance. So this is analogy, but this is the total picture of the relationship between the Dharma nature and the phenomena, exactly. So what is the relationship between the Dharma nature and phenomena? We don't know, because to know is already separate. But the total relation is nothing but, you know, functioning or process, emotion. So I say symmetrical, you know, the energy imbalance, the symmetrical energy. By which causes two beings to be as they really are. That's it, you know. So what is the Dharma nature? What is the phenomenon? The Dharma nature is nothing but symmetrical energy by which causes Dharma nature to be the Dharma nature. Now what is the phenomenon? Phenomenon is nothing but, anyways, symmetrical energy which causes the phenomenon to be phenomenon. So very naturally they can't separate it. Then if you see those tall pictures in terms of Dharma nature, the rest of the beings are completely absorbed into this Dharma nature. Because Dharma nature is nothing but symmetrical energy, you know. So very naturally, if you take care of the Dharma nature, all sentient beings are absorbed into this world. That from that point, Dharma nature is Dharma nature, where there is no flower blooming, you know, the leaf falling. Because flower blooming and the leaves falling are nothing but quality of Dharma nature. So very naturally, you cannot see it. So all this the bloomings and the leaves falling support Dharma nature. Support Dharma nature and cause the Dharma nature to be Dharma nature as it really is. That is a quality of the Dharma nature, so-called flower bloomings and the leaves falling. So that's why, in other words, it is a true. It's not wrong views. If you see the human world in terms of a total panorama picture of whole universe, that time this thinking is not wrong. It's exactly right. Okay. So, of this, that's why the Shuso talks about the koan reaching the back for the pillow at night. This is also a great explanation of relation between Dharma nature and phenomena. What is real Dharma nature is? Dharma nature is just functioning emotion, just functioning process, emotion from moment. Okay. So at night, you are groping for the pillow, but your hand is moving, but your hand looking for what? Pillow. But your hand never touch your pillow. But you have a certain purpose why your hands move. Because you want to get the pillow. That's why your hands move. Now it's in the beginning of your action, immediately you do it. But totally speaking, your motion, your purpose, it drops off naturally because you never touch pill. But if you never touch pill, but your hand continually moving. So what causes your motion to continue? So even though your hands is moving in order to touch what? Not real pillow. The pillowless pillow. Mm-hmm. Pillowless pillow. How can you? It is a purpose for your action. It is a purpose of your action. Why your hand moves in order to get the pillowless pillow? It's ridiculous in a sense, usual sense. But actually, your hands moving constantly. So you never touch. So your hands constantly moving in order to pureless pure. So pureless pure means no object. So if there is no object, there is no subject to. So your hands drops off naturally. But what is a hand? Hand is just moving. In the relation between the pillow and you, that's it. So what is the relation between the pillow and your hands? Can't you separate? Can't you put the name on that relation? So-called hands or pillow. No. All including night. You cannot say night because you are true night. True night which causes night to be night. You cannot say night, you know. But including night, your hands, the pillows, your whole body, eyes, nose, and the nerves, cells, and the all inside of your organs, and all things and circumstances, all things are continually moving. That's why Zen teacher says the just whole body is moving. Whole body is hands. Hands means moving. So I think nights is a darkness, but darkness is the idea of night. We have usually believe. That's why at night you cannot find anything. If so, why does your hands move? But beyond the night or daytime, anyway, your hand moving. So what makes it possible for your hand to move? Night? No. Pillow? No. Pillowless. Pillow. Your will? No. Because you are sleeping. So your will or your consciousness compared to that? No. No. Your consciousness still working. Related with what? Pillows. But consciousness never get the pillow. So what is the function of the consciousness, your consciousness? You say, my consciousness, not at night, consciousness drops out by themselves. Any purpose, no purpose. Even though you say consciousness always try to know things separated from others. This is a consciousness we say. So, why do you move? Why does your hands move? So consciousness says, I want to find a pill. This is the real purpose, the real function of the real consciousness. But at night, if you start to move completely, it doesn't make sense. Consciousness doesn't make sense. Purpose of your emotion doesn't make sense, but still it's moving. So very naturally, your consciousness drops off at night. Idea of consciousness drops off at night. Night itself drops off its own concept at night. And also pillows also drops off its own ideas for by themselves, by itself. Your whole consciousness, your whole body is always working just like that. So what's left? Just moving. What makes them move? What makes them possible to move? That is real true night. That is called Dharma nature. So Dharma nature, that's why, what is a Dharma nature? We don't see it. Because it is just moving. All things are moving. If you want to know, you have to see and wet your hands. So that this is called when you say, this is a hen, that is a flower blooming, you say. And then next, when the autumn comes, leaves fall. But if leaves fall, your consciousness blooms, and the dualistic sense, your consciousness always has to have its own purpose. Why it works, because otherwise consciousness doesn't make sense for us. So consciousness is what? Consciousness is flower bloomings, leaves falling in the dualistic sense. But in the Dharma nature, what is it? What the consciousness are? Consciousness are just a moving. And dropping off their own idea or concept by themselves, who make it possible for consciousness to cause the consciousness to drop off by themselves? Because consciousness, nature of consciousness is exactly Dharma nature. So that's why the Rinpoche mentions here. Anger, hatred, this is nothing but the flower blooming and the leaves falling in this world. Hatred, discrimination, racism, the war, peace, and justice, enlightenment, and delusions, and many things. But each of them, each single thing, okay? Enlightenment, Buddhas, and the ordinary people, and whatever they are, it has great power to be liberated by itself. How can you deal with a hatred when you want to see that hatred has great power to be liberated by itself? When? How? So you just move. You just move with hatred. Just move. Just move means with a full concentration, because just move, just the functioning, just the processing motion is very pure actions, very pure functioning related with all sentient beings. No sense of wishy-washy and pochi-pochi-hochi. Hodgepodge, okay? So exactly pure. That's why you have to really work on hatred with your activity, actions in pure sense. Means just take care. That's all we can do. But it's pretty difficult actually, because we have had already lots of things. So our consciousness is not functioning simply. Okay? Our consciousness is just like a grill anyway. Lots of things inside anyway. So it's very complicated. That's why every day we have to practice again and again. Okay? So, two points. The one point is in terms of total panorama picture of the whole universe, how all the dominator and phenomena are working together. Okay, this is one point. And if you see that the panorama picture of whole universe in terms of dominator, there is no nothing. There is no flower blooming and leaves falling. Okay, just dominator. That's it. So it is not something wrong. It's right understanding. What does it mean? Second, that's why, what does it mean? Because everything, flower blooming and leaves falling, or our consciousness, or five scanners, war, peace, justice, all things have great power to be liberated by themselves, because they are exactly connected very closely with dominator. That's why how can you cause them to be liberated? That is just shikantala, pure action, pure practice. Just shikant. You have to really take care of the zazen, gusho, walking, blow your nose, and anywhere with the pure sense of your mind. At that time, anyway, the flower bloomings and also leaves falling drop off by themselves. Naturally. That's why Fukanda Zenji. You need all this Fukanda Zenji. Fukanda Zenji, if you do the thing exactly, all thoughts and ideas drop off before you try to drop off. Okay? Or, practicing in a good sense, if you continue this practice, you can get your dress wet naturally before you are conscious of it. Even though you don't believe this one, but all you have to do is just walk on the path of this kind of practice. Then you can see your practice, which you are just like walking in the mist and get wet, your dress wet. This is a second point, okay? So everything has great power. Everything has a great power to be liberated. That's why we say we are Buddha. We are Buddha. We're going to try to say here. Okay? So, in a sense, in other words, Dogen Zenji mentions about our usual understanding of the relationship between dominator and phenomena. Well, this is, if you take this understanding in the usual sense, it is wrong. But if you take it in a deep sense, it is not wrong. It is right. Because no flower bloomings, no leaves falling means the flower bloomings, leaves falling have great privilege to be riveted by themselves. So negative expression implies liberation, emancipation, being free from. This is our nature. So that's why what will be escaped from before. This is before you are conscious of it. Anyway, that everything has the power to come out, anyway, to be free from. This is our emotion, our standards, five standards, etc. The aforementioned thoughts, that's why the aforementioned thoughts are not wrong thinking, they are just the thoughts, while not yet having understood. It is not that this thinking will be caused to disappear when one understands. So, even though it is in the usual sense, it is a misunderstanding, it's wrong, something wrong, but if you understand a deeply human world, it's a human world, this understanding never disappeared, because misunderstanding is no longer misunderstanding. It is right understanding. So that's why he says, you know, it is not that this thinking will be caused to disappear when one understands. Flowers blooming and leaves falling are of themselves flowers blooming and leaves falling. The thinking that is thought that there can't be flowers blooming or leaves falling in the nature of things is the nature of things. It is thought that has fallen out according to a pattern. Means they can be liberated by themselves using their own form, so called flower blooming. Five scandals. Form of a hatred, form of a love, anyway, everything is liberated. Everything returns to Dharma nature. This is constantly they do. This is a relation between Dharma nature and phenomena. That's why, when you try to carry yourself to move toward linear down, it is called delusions. So if you try to get something you have tried to get, disappears. Never get it. In other words, most of you have a kind of a compulsive a desire to be complete, whatever you do. Okay? But the more you try to do something completely, you never get it. So completion is liberated by itself. Because it's written to completion, what you have thought is already in the Dharma nature, working in the Dharma nature. So very naturally, completion you have believed is no longer completion. So that's the next incompletion, unfinished, coming up. So you attach to unfinished, but unfinished also, nothing but the beings in working, which is working in the Dharma nature. So very naturally, you cannot get unfinished either. So that's what you can see is that complete, unfinished. So what is the completion? That is 100%. 100% means completely Dharma nature. When you return to the Dharma nature, you just go 100%. How can you do something in 100%? So all you have to do is you should take care of flower blooming,
anyway, leaves falling from consciousness, you know, many things. At that time, they naturally, each thing, each of them has a great power to be liberated by itself. So if you get, if you try to see flower blooming is no longer flower blooming, something else. Leaves falling is something, something. More than leaves falling what you have believed. Sometimes it causes you to be confused, but it is, naturally, it makes your mind and body very calm, finally, and you will understand it. So, from this point, whatever you say, whatever you do, you always do 80%, we can say. But 80% is for blooms and blooms falling. Okay? But that 80% is completely 100% because 80% itself is very great, powerful, very powerful to be liberated, enough to be liberated by itself, to return to 100%. So if you take care of 80% exactly, then it's turned into the 100%, but you don't see it. Okay? But you can see how only you carried continuation of the working in the mist. Then you can get the dress wet before you are conscious of it. So very naturally. Very naturally, you really see that how long you have walked in the mist. Now you can get the dress wet. How did you know? I don't know. Did you remember that one? Did you remember how long you were walked in the mist? No. When did you get the dress wet? We don't know. But what you have done, what you have done is just a walk in the mist. Just a walk. That is a movie. Just a movie. In the relation between Dharma nature and flower bloomings and etc. So that's why he says, it is thought that has fallen out according to a pattern of